Former University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor John Wiley was among those who testified at a Capitol hearing in favor of this plan. Wiley gave lawmakers a personal example.
First thing, when I checked my email this morning, one of my emails had the subject line, "Doctorate degree can be yours."
Wiley says that advertisement was sent to him from a colleague's email without her knowledge. He says that, like many of these companies, this one was tough to track down. Wiley says that unless the state has the power to go after them, Wisconsin will remain among the targets for what he calls degree mills.
You know, education isn't mentioned at all in the U.S. Constitution, so everything having to do with education is basically delegated to the states. And as long as there's one state in the country that doesn't have any degree mill legislation on its books, there's a haven for these things to operate in our country.
David Dees with the Educational Approval Board also spoke in favor of the plan assembly lawmakers are considering. Dees says his agency regularly runs into fake colleges located in other states that charge for diplomas. He showed a panel of lawmakers the files for some repeat offenders.
How many of you have ever heard of Wisconsin International University? Here's our agency file. What about Wisconsin State University? Here's another one.
The assembly proposal would also punish people who knowingly use fake diplomas and make it easier for employers to fire workers who use fake degrees to get jobs or bonuses. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.